ลืมพ่อปกครองนี้ข้าเลี้ยง we hope that we're gonna again as usual engage in an exciting manner as we did with your predecessor. Now the unfortunate thing about this thing is that whilst people are starting to grapple with the issues that you're raising, unfortunately then they are moved to other portfolios. Well, that's beyond our own. But as long as there's been some proper handover support, it would be nice just to have a sense of a proper handover so that we're able to deal with those matters appropriately. Because we don't want a situation where someone says, but I was not told of this one, I did not know this, etc., etc. And so welcome you to you, sir. Now, I'm still waiting for that thing to show signal. Still show no signal. So that then we take our foundation and our line from National Treasury. And thereafter, we'll take the free province with the balance here. And after that, Limpopo is still manufacturing their copies. Immediately those copies are ready. The MEC is going to take a screw from Limpopo. And then from there, the acting HOD Northwest is here. And then we'll then take the Smart Province. I see the HOD is here. And the Smart Province. And then, of course, the host province. They're also ascending an acting HOD. The Smart Province is the number last, as usual. Because they don't have a traffic problem. All they do is just walk up the street. The good thing about them is that they also don't look around for parking, etc. Are we ready from Treasury?
Good morning, Jefferson. The presentation that we did have this big handout, a full comprehensive handout, but I'm not going to speak to the whole handout. I'm going to speak to some selected slides, considering the time constraints that we have and the amount of information that needs to be shared with the House. If you need additional information based on the slides that I'm talking to, then you can just refer to the handout. The presentation covers the provincial spending for 9 months of 2006-2007, as published in the government gazette of 30th January 2007, and the press release on 2nd of February 2007. Provinces spent in aggregate, and if you're looking at the big handout, then I'm talking to table 7. Provinces spent 131.7 billion, or 69.9% of the adjusted budget of 188.4 billion. 16 billion, or 13.9 billion, more than what was spent for the same period last year. In 2005-2006, adjusted to exclude social services grants for comparable purposes. And this is basically because of the function shift to SASRAF with effect from 1st of April. The result in a decrease of social services share of total budget from 81.8% in 2005-2006 to 73.7% in 2006-2007. It's not on the screen, I don't know what the problem is, but if you follow on the table, then you will be able to
get it.
Education remains the largest item of the budget at 42.6%, health the second largest at 28.3%, and social welfare services only at 2.8% of the budget. What we need to note is that there has been a notable improvement in capital, where provinces spend 2.6 billion or 34.7% more than in 2005-2006 third quarter. Now, if we move to the next slide that I want to highlight, will be slide number 9. Slide number 9. What I want to point out there is if you look at the trend over the last 3 years, what provinces are projecting to do again is that if you look at the expenditure, it was 70.6% in 2004-05 at this period, then it was 70.7% in 2005-06, and this year expenditure is at 69.9%. And the provinces are projecting to overspend. But if you look at the trend, what it says to us that there will not be, or it's unlikely that we will have, the level of overexpenditure that is being projected. Now, moving on to slide 10, this is where the most of the concerns are. We're looking at the provincial monthly expenditure and projections. And what is interesting to note that this time, we noticed that the expenditure has increased slowly over the past 9 months. When it comes to January, there's a sharp increase, and again in February. So it looks like there is a particular trend where the March spike is now moving from March to February. And that is a great concern. Taking into consideration that we've got that in January, expenditure looks like it's extremely high. There was a period of a holiday slowdown and so forth, and basically we need to start understanding what has happened during that period. Provincial Social Services, Table 12 on the big presentation that you have in front of you. The budget total, 138.8 billion of total budget, which is 73.7%. Education remains the largest, as I've already explained, with health second and social welfare services third. And basically what we just need to look at there is what has the expenditure trend been over the period, and what is the expected over and under expenditure, with education and health projecting to overspend and social development underspending. Now, in terms of the sectors, if you look at education, we are talking now to table 14. Spending is at 58 billion, or 72.3% against 80.2 billion of the adjusted budget, with a projected overspending of 635.6 million. And most of this overspending will be on personnel. That is how it's been indicated. Increases of 5.1 billion or 9.5 billion compared to the previous year. There's a low rate of education spending in Gauteng and in Mpumalanga. KwaZulu and Northern Cape reflect the highest rate of spending in education. Right. Education personnel spending is at 46.6 billion or at 74.1%, which amounts to 62.9 billion of the adjusted budget, and there's a projected overspending on personnel of 518.7 million. Goods and services, mostly which comprises of learner support materials, is at 5.1 billion or 56%, which makes about of the adjusted budget of 9 billion. Capital spending is at 2.4 billion or 61.4%. We find that there is a significant increase of 54.9% when you compare to what has happened last year in terms of capital spending, and there's wide fluctuations compared to last year, third quarter, year-to-date expenditure. The low rate of spending is in the Western Cape and in KwaZulu-Natal, whereas the Free State and Northern State reflects the highest rates of expenditure in education capital. Moving from education now to health, I'm talking now to table 20, slide 20. Spending is at 38.7 billion or 72.7% against 53.2 billion of the adjusted budget. There's a projection to overspend by 560.5 million, of which Gauteng is projecting to overspend by 399.1 million. An increase of 5.2 billion or 15.5% compared to the previous year. Low rates of expenditure, particularly in the northwest, where it is at 68.1%, Eastern Cape at 69%. Northern Cape is spending high at 77%, Gauteng at 76.3%, and basically this reflects the highest levels of expenditure. Health personnel spending is at 21.2 billion or 73.6% of the adjusted budget of 28.8 billion. Non-personnel, non-capital spending is at 14.3 billion or 73.8% of the 19.3 billion adjusted budget and a projection to overspend by 149.7 million. In terms of capital expenditure, spending is at 3.2 billion or 63.2%, with a significant increase of 52.2% compared to the spending for the same period last year. Low rates of capital expenditure can be noted in the northwest at 54.4% and KwaZulu-Natal at 59.3%, with the highest rates of capital spending in Gauteng at 70.9% and in Mpumalanga at 67.9%. Now, looking at the next slide, the one that I just want to show quickly is the district, the program analysis in terms of the district services, hospital services, central hospital services, and basically just talk to that quickly to the next three slides. Program 2 is the district health services. The spending is at 15.2 billion or 71.1% of the 21.4 billion adjusted budget. The lowest rate of spending is in the Eastern Cape at 68.6% and Northwest at 69%, and the highest is in KwaZulu-Natal at 74.1% and Northern Cape at 72.6%. Program 4, which is the provincial hospital services, here spending is at 9.5 billion or 74.7% of the 12.7 billion adjusted budget, with the lowest rate of spending in Mpumalanga at 61.1% and the Northwest at 71.9%, and highest in Limpopo at 86.1% and Northern Cape at 81.8%. The central hospital services, I mean, this is where we have a lot of the problems most of the time. Spending is at 6.5 billion or at 79.3% of the 8.2 billion adjusted budget. The lowest rate of spending is in the Northwest at 61.5% and Limpopo at 70.9%, and the highest is in Gauteng at 84% and in Mpumalanga at 81.9%. Then I want to move to slide 27, just to basically indicate the expenditure on the non-personnel, non-capital sector of the health services, and basically saying that here there is a projection of overspending in seven of the eight provinces, with only Limpopo saying that it will underspend. And basically, the concern here is that this is where drugs and so forth, and medicines and so forth are located. And just to highlight some of the numbers over there. The social welfare services slide, now we are on slide 29 of the handout. Social welfare budget at 5.3 billion, 2.8% of the total province, and that is 2.8% of the total province's adjusted budget. Social security function shifted to national government from the 1st of April, and this resulted in a decrease of the share to total provincial budget from 27.4% in 2005-2006 to only 2.8% in 2006-07. Spending is at 3.5 billion, or 66.5% again, 5.3 billion of the adjusted budget. And this indicates an increase of 610.3 million, or 20.8% compared to the previous year, third quarter, year to date, excluding the social security. There are varying degrees of spending with low rate of spending in Northwest at 55.7% and for KwaZulu-Natal at 62.2%. Eastern Cape and Gauteng reflect the highest levels of spending at 72.4% and 71.4% respectively. There's a projection that there will be underspending of 66.2 million. In terms of, now we move to slide 30. We're talking to housing and local government. Slide 31. The adjusted budget of 10.4 billion or 5.5% of the total provincial budget. Spending is at 6.2 billion or at 59.5% against the adjusted budget. This a projection to underspend by 273.1 million. In terms of expenditure compared to last year, there's an increase of 696.8 million or 12.7%. With low rates of expenditure in the Eastern Cape at 49.3% and the Free State at 52.3%. And the highest rates of expenditure recorded in the Northern Cape at 74.6% and the Northwest at 68.9%. In terms of the housing conditional grant, spending is at 4.2 billion or 60.8%. And that includes the provincial rollovers. There's a projection that there will be underspending recorded to the level of 94.7 million. Although there are indications that some provinces may not be in a position to spend the full amount, they have been, and we've also received requests from the National Department of Housing to withhold funds, with the objective of avoiding fiscal dumping or the mass strikes and that kind of thing. Now moving to slide 33 of the big handout. Personnel, compensation of employees. Provincial personnel spending totaled 77.4 billion or 73.5% of the 105.3 billion personnel adjusted budget. This is an increase of 5.8 billion or 8.1% over comparative spending last year. And it includes public services increases effective from the 1st of July 2006. It is projected that there will be an overspending of 326.1 million, and as I indicated previously, this is mostly in Gauteng and in Limpopo. Low levels of spending are recorded in Mpumalanga. Limpopo has reflected the highest level of spending at 75.3% and the Eastern Cape at 74.9%. Now, in terms of payments for capital assets and claims on capital expenditure, here I will just give a general overview, and Marijan will take over and give an in-depth analysis of the expenditure on infrastructure. Payments for capital, I'm now talking to slide 36 of the big presentation. Payments for capital or capital expenditure is at almost 10 billion, or 61.4% of the 16.3 billion adjusted capital budget. This indicates a significant increase of 2.6 billion or 34.7% compared to spending last year. We find that there are wide fluctuations between provinces when compared to last year, and that there is a projection to underspend by 31.1 million. The underspending might be more given that provinces have only spent 61.4% after 9 months. However, this should be less than the previous years due to the significant improvement in the spending capacity compared to the same period in the previous financial year. Projections suggest that the mask site is now moving to January or February because of the high focus that we put on March, and this may be something or an issue of concern. Overspending is projected in housing, in education at 79.6 million. However, the current spending rate in housing is at 57.3%. So the concern is, where would the spike be if there's going to be overspending? There's a low rate of capital spending in the Western Cape at 58.3% and in KwaZulu-Natal at 59.1%. The highest rates of expenditure are indicated in the Free State at 80.9% and the Northern Cape at 69.8%. And the biggest capital budgets in provinces are in public works, roads and transport departments at 34% or 5.5 billion of the total capital budget of 16.3 billion. Spending at 3.5 billion or 62.7% compared to 3.1 billion spent last year. And this indicates an increase of 11.1% in terms of comparing what happened last year. That basically covers the next few slides. Now, the slide that the one that what would be of basically the most interest was slide 42, where we talk into the mask site, which now becomes a very big February spike on your big handout. Moving from there to conditional grant. In terms of the conditional grant, the adjusted allocation for all grants is 28.3 billion, including the Schedule 4 grants and provincial rollovers, with health making up the bulk at 10.6 billion. Now, if we exclude the Schedule 4 grants, then spending against the total adjusted allocation of 16.4 billion amounts to 50.5% or 8.3 billion. Now, specific grants that show low rates of spending include the Agricultural Disaster Management grant that is at 23.8%, the Forensic Pathology grant 27%, Landcare Program 47.5%, the Mass Sports and Recreation Participation Program at 51.3%. What you need to note is that the Agricultural Disaster Management grant was the amount that was allocated late in the adjustment estimate. The other grants are grants that have been in process of being activated from the beginning of the financial year, and there's great concern, particularly if you look at the Forensic Pathology grant, where a lot of time and money was spent on planning for the implementation of this grant. Housing conditional grants expenditure is at 60.8%, and indications are that some provinces will not spend this, which I've already said, and that one of the other things that we need to note is that there is no expenditure recorded against the Gauteng, and it's a Schedule 5 grant. moving from, then what I really want to show is the slide, and I think this is where we would have the most concern, is looking at slide 51, where we talk to what the level of expenditure for each of the grants is across the provinces, and the number of provinces that spent less than 60% for each of the grants, indicated in the first column, with in terms of the agricultural disaster management, Eastern Cape and Western Cape, but the reason being is basically that the grant was allocated late. Great concern is the land care program, where seven provinces have spent, seven provinces have spent below 60%. In education, it is fairly, or a little bit better, expenditure on the grant is a little bit better, with the Northwest spending very low on the further education and training grant. HIV and AIDS grant, this grant has been a problem for a while. Gauteng for Zulu and Limpopo and Northern Cape spending lowly. And that the school nutrition program in the Eastern Cape reflects a low level of expenditure, and I'm not sure whether those indications are correct. In terms of the health grant, the forensic pathology grant is the one that has raises the most concern, and the hospital revitalization grant with three provinces spending below 60%. Housing, we have five provinces spending below 60%, Eastern Cape, Free State, Gauteng, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga. There are problems also with the sports and recreation, the mass participation grant in the Department of Sports. And that's basically where I would want to stop.
Thank you very much, madam. Thank you very much. Jan, what do you think of this feature? One minute.
Thanks, Chair. Apologies for being late, Chairperson. In essence, there's three observations here that we would like to share with the House. Firstly, the forecasting remains a problem, and Sandra has shown the slide where during the course of the year there's a huge swing from potential overexpenditure to underspending, and again, we are estimating that there will be huge underspending in all provinces. Secondly, capital spending is positive. In fact, there's positive signs, and we suspect that provinces will get very close to the budget. And Chair, lastly, working conditional grants, and I'm not sure what is the real reason, but conditional grants, and specifically housing, is extremely low, and that one warrants a bit of attention from the team collectively. Thank you.
What is it? Are we winning the battle? In fact, IDIP.
Thank you.
Okay. Then do we have this presentation on Bob? Everybody. Now we will allow them to speak to this, but there's an area which they are not going to speak on. Useful information for us. The FSC is here. If you've got this copy, I want the FSC to turn to page 47. I think there's a small concern for me there under the Premier Emergency Grant FSC. Just have a look at that. You don't have the copy? Can you give the FSC this copy? Is that important?
Yes.
Page 47, FSC. No, no, yeah. Page 47, slide 94. That's a comprehensive report by this treasury. We always told that a new promise is clean. Page 47. Are you there, Bongan?
Yes.
Right. That 200 million, and of course the rationale and motivation there. But the rationale for the grant was that the revenue that municipalities were receiving from the equitable share was not sufficient. There is a national recognition that the equitable share formula is unfavorable to the interest of municipalities in Iraq. But that issue is an interesting matter that they are raising. But in fact, they are trying to rationalize what they have done here. Okay? It's a matter that you might want to come back to in a further discussion, precisely because this is an objective formula by the FSC. And it's not as if somebody has just come back against rural municipalities, etc. But it's a matter that we might want to come back to at a later stage, just to reflect on that. But I want you not to, you must not speak to chapter 2, all of that, for all of chapter 2, Limbobo. Because, I mean, as I'm saying, this is very useful information. All of this area belongs to national departments that we will be speaking to, I think in the next 2 weeks, the MIHs and every other thing. And of course, you've also given us what you call in the provincial municipality conditional grants in the premier. I did ask you specifically about this one. Now, I will have a look at this one. All of it, don't talk to it for now. Because again, what you're showing here is the 06-07 allocation. The issue I was raising with you and yourself was the performance of the last month that was called the Premier's Infrastructure Grant. But then it's fine for now because we need to follow that up and just check how one it has performed, how it was dispersed, etc. We might want to talk about that at a later stage, but I thank you for this comprehensive report. So you will then speak to the first chapter. Now, but as you speak to the first chapter, you must not speak to the obvious things. In other words, don't tell us about why this conditional grant, etc., etc. We know those things. But just tell us the bad stories. Don't tell us the good stories. And what is it that you are doing about the bad stories? You may proceed. Mr. Kashali, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Chair. Like you said, I'm a new broom. I still have to come out of the wrapper. I have brought along with me an acting HOD, Mr. Mofokeng, who is here. I am also using this opportunity to get familiar with the workings of this committee and the appearances of MECs and HODs at the National Parliament. I'll ask Umpho to take you through the presentation of the Limpopo province. And I would interrupt him if I think it's necessary to do so as he presents to the committee. I hope that's in order, sir. I assure you the next time you call us, I will do all this by myself. Thank you.
So don't worry, you're a team. You don't have to necessarily do it all by yourself. Bottom line is that sometimes you might not be around because he is the accounting officer. But what is critical for us is this thing called a political audit. We will not be talking to that today, precisely because this is one area which is very much critical. Mark Deng from Treasury here was just talking about those things already. We see the figures here, all these big figures, good figures, 72% and everything else. But what is it that it is buying on the ground? Are we seeing the quality of spending, sustainability, impact on communities, etc.? So that's very much useful. I hope that thing is going to work now. COVID, right.
I think from the presentation by Leshna, in terms of our conditional grants, there are three areas that are problematic. One being the one from education and HIV/AIDS, that we're performing very badly as compared to even last year. We're at 22% as compared to last year when we were at 41%. I think that is the grant, and mainly the reason for this grant not to be. What we are saying is that there has been a focus in terms of teachers being being trained on the other educational programs, and which then affected the spending of the HIV/AIDS. And I think when we had a security exercise in the department, these are the issues that they were raising, and we said, but anyway, there has to be a strategy in terms of how do you roll out the educational program at the same time roll out HIV/AIDS. The other grant which is of concern is the one under housing, which I think is more caring, is the housing grant, which were at 53, which is even less than last year when we were at 59. And I think the major issue there is that we had applied for a rollover, which has triggered. We don't believe that we should have actually done so because of the low spending pattern. And the new HOD, when he came in from local government, came up with a new turnaround strategy, which we do believe that it can work, but it's not for the short term, only for the long, medium to long term, it will yield results. Because if you go back to April, we actually didn't spend anything in April due to the fact that they had to stop other contracts, re-look at the whole process of the allocation in terms of housing. The third area which I said is of concern is under sports. I think we are 35% compared to last year when we were 78%. Now, the reason being that is that there is no clear guideline. Maybe the rules are clear, sports development is cool. But how you actually go about implementing is actually still a grey area, which we still need some assistance that we can sit and craft the terms and exactly what can the money be used for. Because in some areas, we're not sure whether the money should be used. If you give it to a school to spend, do you pay for the the people who are going to be for the teams that are there in the professional league, or do you actually give as a department the payment to what the coaches who are supposed to be providing those clinical coaching skills? So that is the area I would say is of concern. Not saying that the others are not of concern, and therefore, hence, our observation is that education, we say the department will not spend all the money, because the same teachers that are targeted for training in HITVH are the same teachers that have to be trained on curriculum statements. And therefore, the department did not have a planning strategy in terms of how to link up. Because they were saying most of the time that they take over the weekend is the time that the teachers are actually being developed on the curriculum. On SET, we say there is a challenge to verify the value for money. We have done well in terms of transferring the money. The question is that whether the money is spent on the issues we want. What is of concern to us is that the money is not actually used too much to spend to develop the critical skills that we want, most especially the mechanics, for people to be able to deal with their own self-employment. Most of the things have been paid, majority is still on soft issues that we believe that they're not there to achieve our economy growth. National School Nutrition Program and Education is saying that we're doing well, but what we are still worried about is that are we feeding all the kids that are supposed to be entitled, or are we feeding some kids that might not be entitled for this? And we still as Treasury trying to look at that particular issue. Under health, HIV/AIDS, the department did request that actually later after we approve the rollover, that in actual fact they don't need the rollover because they won't be able to spend. The same applies to NCSG grants. They were not looking for the money. They applied for rollover. At a time when they were doing an interrogation in terms of their spending patterns, it was clear that they won't be able to spend, and therefore we couldn't reduce their rollover because the raise was granted and it was approved. Hospital professional training grant is doing well. I think that one doesn't need much to be said. Forensic pathology is also a rollover which we believe that we should have never provided. But when you compare ourselves with other provinces, then you can say maybe we're doing well, but not so well for how we would have liked to. Fourth, as I've already alluded to say, what are the problems? Now, before I can talk about the infrastructure grant, one wants to just highlight the comment that as a province, we realized that in the past we've been experiencing underspending, and during the first quarter, the ESCO had a very great concern to say what are the reasons that create the underspending. And it became clear that our planning is not in sync, most of the other issues are not going the right direction. We then had to say, how then are we going to check our performance? Because using the norm, the norm will always tell you that we're not going to be moving, because we started badly. As I say, 1 month housing did not even spend in April, partly in May. And only the spending started to kick in, if you look at it, roughly July. Then we said the norm is not going to assist us. Maybe what is important is to develop a cash flow projection and to try and look at what are the problems. And we have to do an analysis. And our analysis cash flow projection was looking at the progress in terms of procurement of projects to be implemented for the year that we are in. The average standard period to build a different type of infrastructure. I should say in health education, you build a classroom, a foreign classroom, how long does it take you? You could build a health classroom, how long does it take you? Having to take that in your projection and making sure that at the end of the day, you are able to articulate and say, indeed, if it takes four months to do the construction, how many months does it take you to do the procurement? And how many months does it take you to actually get the company on site? How many months does it actually ensure that you construct, and how much of the tenancies are you going to have moving forward? So we have to do a full-scale understanding of exactly what the projects are. In the meantime, we looked at whether were there other projects which were just put in, you know, from the system, and those projects might be the ones that are creating a problem. product carried forward from 2005, we have to determine exactly where their status are. The retentions amount to be paid beyond 2006 and 7, as well as the rollover applied by departments to fund infrastructure. Hence, is that at that stage where we were arguing, even with housing, to say you don't need 100 million for you to get that 100 million because you're not going to be able to spend that money. But as you always know, departments always mostly they're adamant that they will spend their money come the end of the year. So that is what departments normally will come and say when you do this exercise. However, some departments we had to cut them and some we had to shift the money. When we realize that the cash flow projection, some of them they won't be able to spend the money in this current financial year. Now this is not very safe. But what we then had to do we have to say, let's look at what is our spending. If you look at infrastructure, we are at 62. If you look at the norm, if you look at the norm, and previously we're 50.
Sorry. Can you just go back to the previous slide? Now, what are you talking about here? Are you talking conditional grants? The budget that you increase and decrease?
No, that is the equitable share on infrastructure.
Okay.
So what we said here, we looked at to say infrastructure we are spending, we are looking at 62. But as I alluded, already the norm, if you use the norm, you might not know exactly whether you are performing well or not. But if you look at the spending according to the cash flow projection that we had to revise, we had a cash flow projection that we spent exactly about 93%. And education started to do well, and roads, health, agriculture, local government, even on the revised cash flow, local government can still show you that they're not doing well because they're at 81%. And public works are at 94%. So what we are trying to show, Honorable Chair, is that when you look at the norm, you start saying, no, we're not doing well. But when you look at the cash flow projection, you can now see that in actual fact, we're now starting to know what is happening in our business. Provincial infrastructure grant, we had about spending last year of 48, and currently we are at 56, which is far better than the previous year, so we must say we're doing well. Road is at 44, but I want to explain something here with the 44%. The 168 SCS adjustment estimate, in actual fact, adjusted by National, we as a treasury, we took that money to thought that it's going to be giving additional to roads, but instead it was the money for which was withheld last year. And already in the same sectors, roads and education, they are overdrafts that are there. So that money in extra fact is not supposed to be seen there, the 50 and the 168 for health, because that money should go back and sort out the problem of under transfers last year. And I must say that there's been some misunderstanding previous in terms of how do you handle if you under transfer to provinces, how do you account for it going by at the end of the financial year and ensuring that when you start the new year, is it new additional money or do you have to just close the books for last year? And now we understand we have to close the books from last year so that we don't have to show that money there. Therefore, when you take that 168 and the 50, your percentage spending will definitely differ. And maybe I should go. I don't want to go in this one. I just want to raise the issue under roads. The department has spent about 55 versus 61.6 for the same period last year, and 93% versus the cash flow. And expenditure PIG at 44 versus the 56 last year, which is indicating a drop. But already I've alluded to some of the issues why. The department maintains it will spend its full budget, but the executive council has directed that through a thorough analysis be made of the roads and infrastructure expenditure to ascertain where most of the money is going. Because there's a concern that we're getting very poor money if you look at in terms of what we're spending of our provincial budget allocation as compared to what KwaZulu-Natal is doing. And the other concern is to say where is the money going to if our cost of building roads is higher than the one in KwaZulu-Natal. Is it a question that we are spending more money on consultants, or what are the issues? So that's the study that we are busy going to be undertaking to ensure that we bring everything in control. Maybe I should leave the rest. Now, this one, the adjustment, if you take out the 2018, which National gave us, the picture then becomes different, because our spending then was 52, and now it's 67. And road itself, it becomes within the norm if you take that 168, which is actually supposed to deal with the overdraft of the Department of Education and Health and Road. So basically, when you compare that, the only department that's not doing well, again, is local government, which is at 50%, according to norm, and 81 in terms of debt. And the story that I said is mainly because of the 100 million that we got. I don't know, Chair, whether should I stop there, because most of the things, they start repeating themselves again.
Thank you very much. But you're raising some interesting matters that I think we must come back to. And one of those is that the brand new AOG in housing has a new strategy, untested strategy, by the way. And you already believe that. Very much interesting issues that you raise. But we will have to deal with that later. Let's talk to the only three problems, Mr. Banner.
The objective is again our pleasure to present the outcome as the 31st December, looking at the aggregate projected expenditure and also the trends in allocation and the projected expenditure from this grant. Chairperson, if we then move directly on to slide 3, just to give our macro position, we have the original budget plus the adjusted estimate, which this year was not that much, 2.2% in total, of which 133.1 million or 1.1% is from the equitable share, and conditional grant 123.4, adding another 1.1%. Moving to the provincial expenditure analysis in broad, slide 4, our actual third quarter expenditure comes to 8.692 billion, which is 73.1, which is hovering around the national average, with total projected expenditure of 12.194 against the adjusted budget of 11.883. In other words, a projected over expenditure of 2.6, of which we will say a bit more as we proceed. The over expenditure, therefore, of 311 billion, 2.6, compared to 367 that was projected after the second quarter. We have over expenditure projected by 6 departments, amounting to 360, and under expenditure by 4 departments, amounting to 49 million. Looking at the detail of the projections per department, there we have the Premier, Legislature, Health, Education, Public Works and Agriculture. I think of all of these, Chairperson, the one which in our view there is a risk of real over expenditure is health and public work. But we will cover in a bit more detail, specifically the public work later on. If we go to the aggregated position, there we have the same detail, Chairperson, just giving us the full from the budget, the adjustment, the percentage spent, and what is projected at the end. Again, giving us with a net over projected position of 2.6 million. Moving on to slide 7, which is the interest of the committee. Aggregate expenditure on conditional grants at the end of December. The third quarter conditional ground expenditure amounts to 1.239 billion, which is the 8.6 of the adjusted conditional grant budget, which was some 1.8 billion, or 92.3 of the transferred conditional grant that was received so far, or 14.3 of total provincial third quarter expenditure of the full amount of 8.692. Then the partner project is spent the total 06-07 conditional grant allocation except help this project to underspend by 90 million, which we will see the detail of later, but it's essentially forensic pathology services and then also a bit on tertiary health services. Conditional grant per department, the situation, or let me rather say the problem areas, is largely the same as what identified by the national report, where there is a bit slow spending is in agriculture, local government and housing, and also sports. And then with that slight under expenditure possible in health. Chairperson, if we go to the 07-06 conditional grant budget by the specific type, I think it brings out the same issues as what we've already indicated. We know that in agriculture one of the grants were late, but in general the expenditure in agriculture is a bit below the norm, as is the case in local government, as is the case in mass sports recreation. Although the amount in sport is relatively small and the chances that those will be used up or fully spent is still high. Then infrastructure, as we can see, all the budget for infrastructure has in fact been received, and those monies will be spent or have been spent, as will also be evident from our other slide. Chairperson, I think 10, we can skip 10 and then go to 11, slide 11, because it summarizes what the tables are trying to tell us. Agriculture, as indicated, has spent 49.3 of their 17.7 million out of the total adjusted amount, in other words, of 35.9 after three quarters, and project to spend the remainder of the allocation by the end of the current financial year. Although there is still a risk, Chairperson, as to whether they will effectively be able to do this. But if one also looks at the national report around agriculture and specifically also housing, there is also looked at if there are sector problems around the administration of these grants, which may be an occasion for discussion for another occasion, because it seems to be systemic, irrespective of the differences in the amount of provinces, that these problems are prevailing nationwide. Local government and housing, slide 12, as was evident from the table, the spend is at 56% at present, although according to the department they are saying they will be able to spend all of that by the end of the financial year. We are of the view that they will be able to move a significant amount of money, but I think it is very optimistic to say that they will be able to finish all the money. If you look at the kind of problem, it is the usual that we are aware of, like slow release of land for this project, and also contractor performance when on site, that there are numerous occasions where contractors have to be taken off site because of poor or shoddy workmanship, and then new contractors have to be appointed, and then delay expenditure and delay progress. Then going on to 13, education is at 82. If you first look at CIG, 82.8 of their total adjusted grant is came to 170.8, and they project to spend the remainder by 31st of March. We also concur with their view of education, that they will be able to spend that money by the close of business, financial year. Then her grant, the Education and Training Policy Recapitalization Grant, the 30 million has been transferred. Just to emphasize this, it has been transferred. It's not to say that the money has been spent, but there are MOUs in place, and in terms of the MOUs that education has with the FET colleges, they are supposed to track expenditure, and we will also closely look at the reports that will be coming in to ensure that this money is firstly spent and secondly spent for the purpose for which it has been allocated. Then education continuing on 14, HIV AIDS grant is at 91.9, National School Nutrition Program is a bit low at 64.1, although the department is confident that they will be able to use the money, but still, if we look at the trend, it is not, even if they are in a position to move that money, it is not supposed to be like that, because then you are injecting ups and downs in the flow of funds through this program through the year. Then on the PIG, the spend is 95.5, so there are no serious problems there. 15, moving on to health, 69.8% of the adjusted conditional grant, and as I already indicated, they could possibly underspend by 19 million. Then on the different ones, HIV AIDS, 68.7, projecting to spend everything. Forensic pathology services is a problem. Expenditure is 35.7 and projected further 41.9. And they project to underspend by 10.5 million, which although in rand is not that much, but the percentage is so significant at 22.4. And the issue here, Chairperson, was around the to find a suitable contract according to health. This is a complicated thing to erect. I don't know if it's more complicated than hospital, but they've had problems, but those problems have since been solved. But in terms of the time delay, it did introduce a wedge into the planning process, and it is very likely that this money will remain unspent to the tune of around 10 million. Health Professional Training Development Grant, they spent 80.6 and they project to spend everything else. Then still on conditional grants, health continuing on 16. The revitalization is at 69.9 and likely to spend everything. National Tertiary Services, I've already alluded earlier, that there is a possibility of under expenditure of 6.5, which will amount to 1.4%, and the provincial infrastructure grant spent 20.9, projection 38.6, with projected under expenditure gain of two million. Then fourth is also low, Chairperson, but the amount is also not a significant amount, and this is actually more worrying, where we have small amounts that departments do not appear to have any plans to move that money, maybe even before the end of the third quarter. But the indication is that the remaining money will be spent before the end of the financial year. But in our discussions, the concern is still, why should we wait every year until the end to really move the money in terms of these programs that by now should be well defined. Then conditional grant public works, roads and transport spent the total adjusted allocation in respect to provincial infrastructure grant of 183.4 at the end of the third quarter. And if we go on to PIG on 19, so far, 85.3% of the allocation has been spent, and the projections are that the total allocation will be spent by the end of the financial year, except the 2 million by health that we've already alluded to earlier. So the three departments that benefit from this grant, the expenditure, public works, 100% already, education 95.5, health is indicated the possibility of the two million. Chairperson, coming to the projections of the aggregate capital expenditure, you will see that there is a projection of over expenditure by work, and the others are relatively small. But the over expenditure by work, chairperson, just for the record and for point of emphasis, in our sense, that over expenditure is real. We've put in a lot of effort around infrastructure projects, chairperson, also to make the trip to Cape Town more easier, one of the reasons. But even before IDEP was introduced in the province, we identified and highlighted the importance of infrastructure, and we put a number of structures in place. Also, the infrastructure reporting model, although here and there we still have problems with regard to definitional issues and issues of concept, but as a tool it is helping us to put the emphasis where it should be. We have quarterly infrastructure review meetings that is set by our MEC itself, and where we also invite the MECs of the respective departments with their full team. And these are tough meetings, and we also do physical visits to the site. We take video footage and photos with dates and times to see whether things have changed since the last time we've been there. So I also think the appointment of PTEP in some of the departments have assisted in the process. But overall, there was some expenditure and performance around infrastructure projects have been quite satisfactory, I would say, because of all of these initiatives. So we've also challenged public works. They would usually present information and say that there is an S-curve in terms of the expenditure, which ultimately we agreed to, that there is an S-curve where things start off slowly. But in our assessment, in our discussions, we also came to the conclusion that the top of the S should be in December, if it is true. And for the first time now this year, expenditure has actually borne that out. And as we speak now, public works is in the process of going into over expenditure. We will meet with them tomorrow to see how will we fund. But this over expenditure, chairperson, that is also reflected here, is also the result of projects being finished before the time, and new projects of 7, 8 being brought forward in the process. So although it is going to be over expenditure, we think it is going to be good over expenditure because it will gain some time going forward in the MTEP period in terms of planning, design and actual spend, and also that it will form the first charge against the budget of public works in the new year. But it is not because of anything that went wrong in the process. It is actually because of things going right this time in the process. But we will be discussing with them tomorrow, looking at what will be the knock-on effect of that over expenditure, because the thing that we want to avoid is to just establish sites where people would have to leave the contract and come back again, because not only in terms of time but also in terms of money, it will not be good value for money. So there are those that are on the go that we can proceed. Also, chairperson, in terms of the IDEP cycle, the department has succeeded in bringing a number of projects into this quarter starting from January in terms of design and establishment of sites, which was only, according to the original plan, planned for the first quarter in. So that is the long and short of it. Then the last slide just gives the information of the infrastructure spent in terms of the IRA. Thank you. In terms of the IRM, which Mari Jeng has already alluded to, the purpose and the advantages of the IRM, and it again bonds out the same point that we have been making, that we think things are going well so far, except in agriculture, which maybe in terms of rand amount is less severe, and then also sitting with the problem of housing, where it appears that we are not able to move the funds as per the norm. Thank you, Chair. I think we'll stop here so that we have more time for questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bala from the First State. Let's take Northwest. That's the usual thing.
Giving us an opportunity to come and explain to the committee on the conditional grant and development funds and expenditure for the third quarter. We're supposed to have an estimated expenditure of 75% by the end of December. The provincial expenditure, as it stands, we have made a substantial improvement in the infrastructure and development and conditional grant spending during the first 9 months. The improvement is evident as a result of supporting intervention by the provincial treasury and the commitment from the provincial department. The late approval of the rollover of funds, it has got an impact in spending patterns, and it might even lead to implementation of some of the projects, delaying in projects, and it might be negatively affected the spending. As the picture shows, the total provincial spending amounts to 10.7 billion. Or 68.74% of the total budget for the first 9 months, compared to 68.43% for the previous financial year, 2005 and 2006. With respect to the infrastructure development fund, Northwest has got a total allocation of 2.6 billion for 2006 and 7 financial year. During the first 9 months of the current year, sir, an amount of 1.95 billion was available for development spending. Out of this, 1.741 billion, which translates to 89% expenditure for the fund transfer.
Whilst you're making this useful input, somebody's asking, on which page are you?
Page 3.
Okay, thank you.
Page 3. Yes, it has got a slide at the back, but I'm going through the writing, the details of that.
Don't confuse people here when you're
page going. 3
okay.
on my submission.
Okay.
The expenditure is 1.7 billion against the total expenditure, total infrastructure budgeted amount of 2.6 billion translates to 67% expenditure, which is a mere 8% short for it. If you consider the indicator of 75% for the first 9 months, and this is an improvement against 62% expenditure for the same period during 2005 and 2006. As I alluded, the uncertainty prevailed on the approval of the rollovers relating to the National Infrastructure Condition Grant delayed the implementation. This might result possible underspending for 6 and 7 financial year. However, the Treasury would closely monitor the infrastructure spending and delivery to the best utilization of the funds for the current financial year. Page 4, the condition grant summary. The Northwest Province received a conditional grant allocation in terms of DORA amounting to 1.9 billion. The first 9 months of the current financial year, an amount of 1.4 billion was made available for spending. Please note that at 38.7 million rand, you received a conditional.
Proceed.
Okay. So in 38.7 million rand we received towards the end of December, that is the end of, almost end of the quarter. The condition grant during the first 9 months, 1.3 billion, which equates to 72% expenditure of the total condition grant. This is, if you compare this to the prior year, this is an improvement compared to 66% spending during the same period in the previous financial year. More significant is that the Northwest Province has spent 98% of the funds which has been transferred. The request was, a request was submitted to National Department of Health and National Treasury for utilizing some of the funds which is not yet spent for hospital revitalization grant in the clinic building program. And we are still waiting for the finality on that issue. Stripping the late approved National Treasury rollover on conditional grants amounting to 267 million, then the Northwest spending expenditure stands around 84%. If you go to the next page, page 5, then specifically each department has been highlighted. Office of the Premier, the expenditure spend of the Premier, they spend 1.79 million of their funds for the first 9 months, which translates to around 34% expenditure on the funds received and 25.7% expenditure of the total infrastructure fund of 7 million. The challenge in this regard.
Hang on. Where does this premier's money come from?
It is coming as equitable share and a part of it as conditional grant.
From where?
From national.
Which national?
National.
Which national?
No, it is not coming from a specific, it is coming part of equitable share and conditional grant.
From which conditional grant are you taking this money from?
So can I answer that a bit later? I'll not answer.
Answer it now. Jan Hatting is going to assist you. Let's hear what they have to say from National Treasury.
Thank you.
Chief, basically what happens, the provinces have taken a part of the equitable share and then introduced their own type of traditional grant for the premium fund. That's actually what the business like.
So it's not from any PIG?
No.
It's
no.
From the equitable share?
It is from the equitable share, that is right. It's the equitable share allocation from national. So the province specifically identify a portion of that specifically for certain type of projects by the department. There are some challenges. There are some challenges related to this specific department. The department had a delay in tendering procedures, and there are some holiday time during December time, November. Contract is on such a period and slightly delayed the physical implementation of the project. Tribal offices at Maboloka and those offices are under construction with good progress have been made towards the end of December. With respect to provincial legislature, the legislature spending approximately 14.82% during the first 9 months, which is far below the indicative price, indicative rate of 75%. Service delivery and expenditure is set to increase during the last quarter, which is the fourth quarter. A contractor was appointed and the work delivered by the contractor was substandard and the payment was withheld until the work is effectively been done. Some intervention has been done from the public works department side to reissue the tender, and it has been already closed and adjudicated. A new contractor was appointed, work is in progress. With respect to Department of Health, the health spend 228.9 million of their funds that translate to 9.53% on funds received and 61.52% expenditure on total infrastructure funds. As I alluded, a transfer on 28th of December, approximately 15.9 million was received. The expenditure trend on conditional grant, the department has spent 353.6 million, which equates to 94.9% expenditure on the funds received and 65.5% expenditure on the total conditional grant. And some of the challenges related to the Department of Health, related to low spending on infrastructure and conditional grants, especially on the forensic pathology services, as the National Treasury alluded. Conditional grants, the capacity constraints and problems with the contract were Moses Kotane Hospital and Cyber Hospital. Some interventions with respect to specifically this project has been done. Forensic pathology services expenditure for 17 employees currently paid by staff still has to be claimed from the department. Activities are now set to improve with spending as the personal issues have been resolved. With respect to Moses Kotane Hospital, the performance of the contractor for the construction of the hospital is lagging behind and hindered by insufficient cash flow and absence of well-trained construction managers. With respect to Freiburg Hospital, the schedule is slightly behind because of the weather changes and weather conditions. With respect to Brick Hospital, the project is in the planning phase. A design has been completed and construction will start in January 2007. Some of the achievements with respect to the Department of Health, 7 clinics, with respect to Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, Development Fund, the Development of Sports, Arts and Culture spend around 5.7 million, which equates to 17.66% of the funds, received a mere 13.26% expenditure on their total development fund. With respect to their condition grant, department spent 2.526 million, which is 30.8% of their funds received, and near 22.7% expenditure of their total condition grant. Claims are all outstanding from municipalities on libraries and concessions for the archives building and would be paid during the fourth quarter. Some of the challenges: low spending by the department is a concern to the provincial treasury, and should the spending trend continue, the department will understand during the financial year. But there are commitments from the department side that they will meet, they will spend this whole money in the coming fourth quarter. The constraints the department experienced are with their lack of capacity in forward planning and delayed implementation of projects by the local municipalities. There are some interventions from Public Works Department. Bids were non-responsive and tenders for three districts and one public library were re-advertised and closed tenders. The business plans for the sporting facility project were received. Service level agreements were finalized. Work commenced towards the end of third quarter. The next department is Department of Economic Development and Tourism. With respect to the development fund, the department spent 26.4 million, which translates to 31.27% expenditure of the funds received and 26.78% of expenditure against the total development fund. Again, the challenges: the lack of capacity within the department to manage and drive development projects, land on which MID said infrastructure development projects are taking place does not belong to MID said. Some of the interventions: various meetings have been taken place and will still find filling of critical positions will be expedited. Lease agreement on the use of land will be signed with the Provincial Department of Public Works, and the department would use NWDC, which is the Northwest Development Corporation, as their main project manager for the critical projects. There are some decisions done towards the end of January in Exco that NWDC will take some of those projects for running. With respect to Department of Education Development Fund, the department spent 314 million rand of their funds, which translates to 108.89% expenditure of the funds received and 71.08% expenditure against their total development fund. The department is estimated to exceed its infrastructure development budget. With respect to conditional grants, the department spent 143.457 million, which equates to 100.8% of their funds received and 61.8% of their total conditional grant. The conditional grant spending is on track, with the spending on FPT and infrastructure grant very low, as National Treasury was highlighting. The latter is low based on the late approval of the conditional grant rollover, in which additional funds were provided to the province. Some of the challenges: the limited funds for the infrastructure project to address infrastructure needs, conditions at farmer schools are not conducive for learning, an additional amount of 248 million rand was provided to repair schools damaged by the floods and rollout of plan started to merge farm schools into mega farm schools with better facilities currently going on. Discussions were held with the department to improve the FCT college's expenses. Next department, local government and housing, that is on page 11. The department spent 130.2 million, which translates to 92.09% of the expenditure of the fund received and 70.4% expenditure against their total development fund. With respect to the conditional grant, department spent 505.201 million, which translates to 93.86% of the expenditure funds received and 71.85% of expenditure against the total conditional grant funds. Some of the challenges facing the local government in housing: the sewer expenditure for disaster management projects is an area of concern. The gazette for the disaster management fund is still pending because of the delayed experience from the office of the government syndic. The department is making use of the municipalities for the implementation of this project and gazetting of the transfers delayed implementation of some of the projects. And some of the interventions from the treasury side, provincial treasury did not allow fiscal gambling by the department before the end of the year to the municipalities. These infrastructure projects started during the new fiscal year of the municipalities, and expenditure is expected to improve during the fourth quarter, which is coming. The infrastructure conditional grant funds are committed and will be spent during the fourth quarter. With respect to Department of Roads, Community Safety Development Fund spending, a spending of 397.372 million that translates to 98.04% expenditure on the funds received and 76.69% of the total development funds so far. The department indicates a possible shortfall on infrastructure funds for the current financial year. With respect to the conditional grant, department spent 317.532 million, translates to 119.17% expenditure on the funds received and 94.76% expenditure on the total conditional grant. Some of the challenges facing: the department is experiencing capacity problems at their regional offices, which are delaying the spending on road maintenance. Expenditure on rain bridge is delayed due to the inability of contractors to perform. Some of the interventions: department also forms part of our IG program, which is already been established in our other departments like health, public works, education. With respect to Department of Public Works, 138.676 million has been spent, which is 99.08% of expenditure and 78.87% of expenditure against the total development fund. Some of the challenges: SMMEs fail to register or do not want to register at the CIDB program. The inability of emerging contractors to raise performance guarantees, contractors' lack of project management and financial management skills, and we have established special training units to take this SMME unit with respect to project management skills. and financial management skills as well. Some of the interventions departments form part of the IGIP, and the continued interaction between the department and the provincial treasury are definitely yielding some results. Program managers were duly appointed as an interim solution to assist and to manage the infrastructure projects. With respect to social development department, 25.232 million, which translates to 74.7% expenditure on the funds received and 64.7% expenditure against the total development fund. With respect to the conditional grants, 0% of the conditional grant funds based on the late approval received from the National Treasury, however, expenditure would occur during the last quarter of the financial year. Some challenges facing the Social Development Department: limited capacity within the department to manage or plan major infrastructure development projects. Some interventions from the Treasury side appointed a chief work in